I can still see that German officer standing beneath the belfry of the town hall. After Lakato fell, it was here that he demanded a ransom of 200,000 francs.
For the time, it was a huge sum. He was threatening to burn down the town and all its occupants if he didn't receive the money quickly.
Messieurs Guillot, Laforet, Tisson, Mesdames Delamain and Hoffmann. Many locals have given their account of those dark days in the summer of 1914. It all started on the 25th of August. German invasion is imminent. Field Marshal French's general staff leave Lakato for Saint-Quentin. A German airplane flies over the town as a group of young men go off to dig trenches under the supervision of two Scottish officers. A cannon rumbles in the distance. The people of Lakato prepare to flee.
Houses were being emptied out. The people conferred amongst themselves and decided to flee. There was fear in the air.
In the evening, the first Belgian refugees arrived.
On foot, on carts, by bike.
Then the English soldiers from Mons.
Exhausted, thirsty and hungry, retreating. It was so sad to see.
The night was surprisingly cool for the time of year. The Scottish soldiers slept on the ground in their kilts. On the morning of the 26th of August,
at 6 o'clock,
the first spiked helmets of the German soldiers were spotted in town. With their huge numerical superiority, they soon had the upper hand over the British. Around 8 o'clock, the town fell and the battle turned into an artillery duel that went on for almost 12 hours in the surrounding fields.
We spent the entire day wondering fearfully what was going on above our heads.
Early in the evening, the townspeople emerged from their cellars to find their town devastated and in the hands of the enemy.
The pounding of German boots went on all night.
Lakato was at the mercy of looters. Several houses were ransacked. Bakers were requisitioned.
The enemy soldiers were hungry.
The Germans ordered the civilian population to hand over their weapons, munitions and bicycles, and even their homing pigeons.
On pain of death or 25 years imprisonment in Germany.
It was formally prohibited to help or hide French or English soldiers.
And every day brought new orders.
Lakato was plunged into war and occupation.
Humiliation was heaped upon humiliation. House searches were carried out at all hours by soldiers armed with revolvers.
The town became a key railhead and hospital centre for the Germans and was not definitively liberated until the 18th of October 1918.